Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS and KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Absolutely gorgeous day out there and in here. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Dave.
Do you have an interview today? You're looking good.
No, thank you, though.
She always looks good.
Nope, that's not absolutely not
true.
She does.
She's always put together.
I think Sue is a very sharp dresser.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very nice of you.
Agreed. I think that's why we get along so well.
I share that.
Yeah. With two fashionistas.
Pretty much. Trish, you having a hard day?
I am, and it's hot in here.
It's always hot here to me. Mm. There she goes.
Yep.
I forgot everything today. I just walked out of the house, and I have my purse and then a big bag that has my laptop, notebooks, copy points, headphones, and I just decided not to take it today.
Is that the Downton Abbey bag?
The Downton Abbey bag. Just walked out without it. Can't get into anything because, you know, I have all my passwords saved on my laptop.
Oh, that stinks.
And I have no idea what they are or what email I use, so... Anyways, I didn't contribute a lot to you today, so it's probably going to be a really good show.
Sue brought us cookies.
I did.
So good. Rachel got us lunch.
Yeah.
I did. I picked up Hardee's because, you know, we're partnering with Hardee's and Operation Food Search to raise money to feed hungry people in St. Louis this holiday season. Go through Hardee's, pick up maybe like the big Hardee, which Andrew had and loves. Or we all tried the French toast dippers today.
Ooh.
Oh, must have.
So for $3, you get like 5 French toast sticks, chewy on the inside, crunchy on the outside with some syrup. They were so good. I was like, oh, I'll have 2. And I probably had 4 or 5 because I couldn't stop eating them.
So good. Like I would go there just for those.
A butter? Anyone? Is there butter involved? Can you get it on the side?
I'm sure you can get it on the side because they probably serve it with their breakfast, but it doesn't come with butter.
I don't think you need it. You
really?
Need it? Yeah, I feel like there's a crust on there, to lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. Like it was soaked in something.
Ooh, maybe it was.
That's really good.
It's good as heck. It's only $3.
This is what girls do when guys aren't around.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at a girl party.
Oh, you don't even need the butter.
I don't think you need the butter.
I don't think you do.
I don't think you know what I need when it comes to butter. I love that Rach texted all of us and said, man, I hope you're hungry, and got here and there's a million bags. And 10 minutes later, there's one onion ring and half a French stick. You're just like, guess we handled that okay.
I had the tacos, which they're my favorite at Hardee's. I'm just saying, if anyone hasn't had their tacos, you should.
I haven't. All
right,
the red
burrito section is lit. They've got the chicken bowl. They've got the tacos. They've got burritos.
Andrew really made me laugh. Like, whenever, okay, so you've heard the show, obviously, and we do a lot of talking over each other because we're passionate and exuberant about what we're doing, and lunch is no different. And so we have a whole bunch of different conversations going on, and somehow KFC came up. I think, oh, I know, because Rach got chicken tenders, even though the guys had KFC yesterday. And Andrew, seemingly to no one, but I picked it up, almost imperceptibly in his best publicer voice goes, I don't know, it hasn't happened yet, but I just don't see ever getting tired of KFC. And these two just kept talking about whatever, and I'm like...
Well, is it not wrong? I'm not going to get tired of fried chicken.
I know, I just wish they had, like, something else on there in case you wanted something else. Like,
what?
I don't know, a salad, or...
Don't they have a salad that they put fried chicken on? I think they do.
I don't think they do.
Really?
I mean, I imagine that.
Chicken.
Oh. I guess you could get some slaw and sprinkle some chicken on top.
See? Instant salad.
That's my kind of salad.
One of my favorite bites is to take... I'm a breast guy, so you pull off a piece of the breast.
Are you? That was too easy.
Okay. And then I use that as my spoon to eat the coleslaw.
Wait, what?
Wait, we were focused on the breast. They're making booby jokes
and you missed out on my genius. So I love the kernel slaw, best slaw in the world. And instead of using a spork, I like to pull off a tug of chicken, use that as my spoon.
Oh.
And then you take the bite of the chicken with the slaw.
All right.
Yeah, you seem less impressed now.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, like, you could take a bite of chicken and then put a bite of slaw in your mouth. It'd be the same thing.
If you're on a first date and someone does that, deal breaker?
Takes the chicken and uses it as a spoon, I'd be like, what's up with this guy? I'd be on alert, let's say that.
Look, I'm not real picky, but I would hope we weren't going to KFC for the first day.
Thank you. I didn't even catch that.
That's what I was focused on. Okay, they don't have a salad. You're right.
Dang it.
It's just chicken.
You gotta respect it. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's true. And that respect, yeah. I mean, because... you know, they are known for their chicken, and it's called KFC.
well, anyway, but we want people to eat at Hardee's. We're like, oh, in the kernel.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's nobody's fault. But yeah, we're partnering with Operation Food Search. Get your limited edition DGS sticker. It's just $1.
Let me give a shout out to a couple of guys. Mike Claiborne and Bob the Rammer Ramsey did my show last Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
I listened to a good chunk of
it. I did too. I was running around getting Christmas lights and things like that. They did a great job. They're both like OGs. And so thank you very much. And then Claves called me a few minutes ago and was just so nice and complimentary about the show. He's like, I don't know. He's like the ambassador, I think. He's just like
I
the
know
coolest
what you mean.
Guy in radio.
I love him.
So nice.
He's a gentleman. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is.
He's always dressed nice.
You know what? Bob is awesome, too. He's been on the show a handful of times doing the think tank and stuff with us, and he's the nicest guy in the world, the Rammer.
But we've
been playing a lot of Billiken's basketball in KMOX lately, and I'll be driving around at night and I'll catch it, and I don't know what's happening, but he is so great
at
playbook. He's so animated, so talented.
Yeah.
It's like a pleasure to listen to, and I don't care about Billiken's basketball. You know what I mean?
We should have him come in and get in Andrew's room and do a play-by-play of the show sometime.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be very funny.
That would be really funny.
I want to be there for this.
Thinking about grade school, I got a spray tan. I drove by that little grade school. I drive by all the time down there by Hampton. Man, my entire grade school, I had fun like kickball and things like that, but I had a knot in my stomach the entire time. I was just such a nervous little monkey, and I never got it. Like, I never understood, what are we doing here? You know, like with all the assignments and the SRAs. I just never understood the overall.
Of school?
Truly, yes.
Wow.
Okay, here you go. My senior year, we're signing
yearbooks.
And one of my buddies goes, hey, I got into Rolla. And my other friend goes, that's great. What was your GPA? I had no idea what they meant. I had no idea they kept that. Like, I didn't know. I just thought you got grades and it's like, oh, that's fine. Like, I was a senior and had no idea.
I'm not sure how that happens.
Yeah. That's a little concerning.
That's, wow.
Like I said, my parents, if I didn't get D's or F's, they were fine. You know.
What kind of grades did you get in high school?
I mean, I shot for C's, basically. Every now and then I'd pull an A if it was like a class I really liked. That's about it.
Just wondering.
And the same thing in college. And then in my junior year, I had a psychology class. We took an IQ test to show what they were. My teacher made me take two more. It turns out I had a high IQ, and then I felt smart, and then I started doing well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So if somebody would have told you that early on, you would have known what a GPA was and maybe gone for it.
Right, maybe.
I mean, I guess I really didn't get it my freshman, sophomore year. I was a solid B, C student, and then junior, senior, I was like, oh, this is actually going somewhere. Let me step that up a little bit. And then I was like, mostly Bs, few A's.
I was screwed up by the permanent record. Like, that just seems...
Which isn't a real thing.
Yeah, that seems like...
in school.
Well, I used to worry about that quite a bit myself, and it's like, well, show me the record. I thought it was permanent.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they don't have it.
Well, maybe to get into college.
Well, they made it sound like this thing was going to follow you around until your grave.
Like it was a book, like, in Hogwarts or something, and you just...
Like your potential wife or husband might see it, too.
Can review it.
They're going to see it. Exactly. Man, this bugged me. I lied. I said I wasn't going to look at the news feed on my phone anymore, and I did. And I mean, everyone's talking about the Beatles movie, and I'm excited. I'm going to watch it this weekend. Mm. And there was this, and every other story is a picture of the Beatles in the movie. And this one said, the top 10 things the Beatles can teach us about collaboration. Can we ever, ever just go, that was cool, and let it go?
You know
why
what?
Do we have to extrapolate everything until you can read newspaper through
because
it?
Because everyone's talking about it. So every website has to have some sort of story on it. So they all sat around and said, we have to take a different angle, but still talk about it. What can we do?
So people will click on it and read your angle and blah, blah. Yeah. That's just how it is.
Just so dumb. Just so stupid.
Pretty silly.
Have you watched Only Murders in the Building?
No, I want to watch that.
Is that with Selena and Martin Short and Steve Martin?
Yes, it's adorable.
I heard that was good.
And it's on Hulu, which, by the way, was 99 cents a month on sale last week. I don't know if it's this week, too.
For how many months, though?
For a whole year.
Okay.
Which I thought was really good. Were other apps doing that? Because I didn't have enough motivation to do it. But I was like, this would be a good time to get Discovery Plus and stuff.
I know. At some point, I have so much... I have so many different little subscriptions that I don't know where they are all. And I don't even know how to cancel them. Like every now and then they'll pop up on your credit card and it'll say, you know, $14.99. And it won't tell you entertainment. Yeah. And I'm like, what is that? Can I cancel? I don't know.
I did that a few weeks ago. I popped up Apple TV and I'm like, I should subscribe to this. And it pops up and it goes, hello, Dave. I'm
like, because it's probably hooked up to your phone, probably.
I got it.
Where Truffle Hunters was, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I...
Do you think
he talks about all these Apple Plus shows and then he's like, wow, I have Apple Plus?
I wonder if at some point they're going to have, like, cable has all their stations. There's going to be a hub where if you subscribe here, you can get Amazon, Netflix, Hulu. I wish somebody would come up with that so we could just have one.
That would be great.
Did you guys see this Joel Osteen story?
Yes.
No.
Lord, how I hate Joel Osteen.
What is it? His hair? What is it?
Everything about his smiling ass. A few years ago, like 6 years ago, they reported a theft of $600,000 in cash, and I'm sure got the insurance payout on it.
I'm sorry, but let me just point out, they collected that in one weekend.
Wow.
One weekend service collected that $600,000.
Wow. So a plumber goes in because the toilet is loose, and he pulls it, and out falls like 500 envelopes full of cash.
Oh, my gosh.
So...
Okay, I don't get this story. Is the implication that they
intentionally
put it behind the toilet and they were just going to leave
insurance.
It there?
Well,
yeah,
well like, no, what they're saying is someone stole it and hid it behind. Yeah. Now, who stole it, quote unquote?
What's more likely? That someone stole it and decided the best place to hide it is in the church for 6 years, or that Joel stole it, claimed the insurance money, got it, and was going to wait and get it. And then he just got screwed by a loose toilet.
Yeah, but if
he did it.
And we know it was that service money. It wasn't just them hoarding different money in the walls.
That's what they said. They reported it as stolen and said it was this week in service. Then the guy who found it, there was a $25,000 reward for this money. Huh. And so he's trying to get cash in.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
Nobody will get back to him on the reward, plumber who found it.
The reward was for the information that leads to the arrest of the person who took it.
Oh.
So he just needs to turn in Joel Osteen.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And the statute of limitations is ran.
Joel Osteen. There's your guy. He's on the pulpit.
Yeah. I mean, you got so now he's at $1.2 million. Just give the guy some money.
But here's the thing. If he's making, or the church is making, $600,000 every weekend, surely he's not stealing money. I mean, did somebody look into it? Does he have huge debt somewhere? I just don't see it. I see a crazy person doing it.
What are you doing with that money? So that's just for
so
the church?
So you think that television evangelists are good about saying, nope, no. I've got enough money.
No, but I think that Joel Osteen just, I don't know. He seems nicer than that.
I feel like I get what Sue's saying in that if that's one weekend service amount of money, like, would it even be worth it necessarily to try to scam and get the $600 back with insurance? If you're bringing it in that much all the time, is it worth the risk for 1 week? Like, we could really use another $600,000 this month or
not.
And
if it's cash, why wouldn't you just take the cash
and
under-report?
Right. Why would he hide it in the toilet?
See, that's why, like, I keep seeing the story and I'm like, well, is it proof that it's that money that's been missing? Like, I don't know.
Maybe it was a worker.
They also
that's what I mean.
They also found a body.
Really?
Of somebody murdered.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. Okay, now you're just making stuff up.
No.
That's what my story said.
There was a glint in your eye when you said that.
What's right to say, Rich?
I did see that Joel's church took out a bunch of COVID loans, which I think, how does a church even get to do that? Like, I just don't even understand how legally they're allowed to do that.
224 DGS. Speaking of KFC, there's a story. I started saying going viral. Let me just out myself. I say going viral every time I've read it. Like, to me, that's what, like, I just assume, like, it went viral because it got to me. But there's a story that I read about a guy, and the whole story, he's a fitness dude, and the whole story is he ate nothing but KFC for 30 days, and he gained weight, and he just wanted to lay on his couch. Like, oh, well, there's the Pulitzer. What?
I needed scientists to tell me that.
I have a few thoughts, of course. One is, did you eat a vegetable? Secondly, if you're not getting any kind of exercise, of course you want to lie down on the couch. Yeah. I mean, hello.
Right.
He had slaw. That was his vegetable.
Well, we've scooped it with chicken. He's a very hot man.
We kind of did this the other day, but if it was one fast food for the rest of your life, you can go to one restaurant.
Ooh.
Look, all three girls sit back in their chair.
I got to really think about this.
Yes. For the rest of your life.
It can't be KFC or Taco Bell because I need to pick something else. I mean, Hardee's, you know, they got chicken, they got burgers, and they got tacos and burritos.
But if you like French fries, you straight up have to go to McDonald's for the rest of your life. Will you get tired of it? I think that I might go to Lion's Choice.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's solid.
Yeah, they have different stuff.
No. You have turkey?
Yeah, they got turkey, Trish.
Are you eating it every day, or it's just when you eat fast food? This is the only place you can go to.
Oh. Okay. Oh, ever?
Oh, okay.
We can go either way, because it's not going to happen.
I mean, you know, then I pass. I'm not going to pick. If it's fake, I refuse to play.
I'm doing Hardee's or Lion's Choice.
Andrew's in there going, ask me.
Boy, that's tough.
But you're an expert. Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, variety is a good idea.
I need to get you a pipe.
Who, in your opinion, has a
smoking jacket?
100%.
I would like to ask the expert. In your opinion, who has the widest variety of
good question.
Cuisine?
Good question.
I thought you said whitest, and I'm like, damn, girl.
You mean you said whitest?
With tea. That's what I thought you said.
What do the white people like, Andrew? Over to you.
I want to say probably something like maybe a Burger King or a Wendy's. They have a pretty good variety.
That's fair. That's fair. That's because he's awesome.
I want to say.
You think over Hardee's?
Yeah, Hardee's
is pretty
good. And I'm
not saying that.
Well, and
because they got the tacos.
Hardee's has,
they have the hot ham and cheese.
Who does?
The King.
Oh, the King?
No, I'm thinking Box.
You're thinking Box.
You know,
Jack in the Box is pretty varied.
Yeah,
it's not. Well, that's interesting that you say that.
They
I don't often think
lately.
Of Jack. I don't often think of Jack in the Box because I don't love it most of the time. But Jack in the Box may be the most variety.
They changed.
It's
recently,
just that they're not.
Yeah, but you have to eat that every day.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't do it because I don't think that they're good enough to eat.
He's
every
being
day.
Asked his expert opinion.
Okay,
they asked what was most variety. On,
okay,
not what would
just
I
for you.
Yes.
What filling station would you eat at if you had to pick one every day?
QT.
It's QT. Yeah, I mean, that's not even a question. I mean,
what's the other one in the running?
He's a Circle K guy.
Well, I'm not as much on Circle K anymore. There was some trouble.
Did you have a
Circle
fight?
K.
Trouble at the Circle K.
What happened?
No, we have to tell us after the break. After the break.
Okay.
We got to front sell the Circle K story.
I can't wait. welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS 234. Time to hear about Andrew's fight with Circle K.
Come on.
I thought you guys would be forever.
Well, okay. And let me clarify. This is, you guys have hyped this. I have not hyped this up. It wasn't like a big blow up or anything. It wasn't like, you know, I went in there and you know, we exchanged words or anything. There's just been there's been, at least in the location that I'm familiar with, which I will not name. There's been a steady.
We all know it's in Alton, so.
It's not.
River,
it's in the
East Alton.
It's in the general area. It's not important. It's in the general area. It's There's just been a, there was a slow decline.
Oh, okay. It's not all in right. Alton. It's in the only place in that area.
It's in East Alton.
It's the only Circle K.
It's the only one.
Good luck figuring that out.
It's the only one within 55 miles of Alton.
It's very tricky. I'm having a hard time following. Which one could it be?
What happened?
You're going to shoot my car with an RPG when I drive by it tonight.
Dark.
It's
a small series of disappointments.
Yeah, it's just like there was a decline in quality, and I didn't like the way that they handled like COVID when COVID first started. They didn't seem to be like, you know, to like at a time when everybody was really concerned about it, and it was nice to see everybody really concerned about it. They were very unconcerned about it.
Can but I ask?
You're still in there eating their wieners, right? I mean,
no. I had that because they weren't. Well, they were still serving them, but most places weren't. So I wasn't eating them because it's like, what if you get COVID from the wiener at Circle K?
Can I ask a decline in quality of what? Service?
Good question.
Like, what exactly?
That's a great question, actually.
You pretty much know what you're going to get.
You're not getting legal advice.
Well, so the main reason that I would go to Circle K, I'll just go ahead and tell you guys because why not? Main reason I would go to...
I'm never committing a crime with you. You're the easiest person to break down.
All they had to do in the interrogation room was just ask me, and I'm like, well, all right.
They asked me twice.
Since you pressured me.
It's not in Alton, sir.
Well, if you insist. I went there for their Cherry Coke because they had really delicious Coke.
I see why you're trying to conceal that information until now.
Thank goodness we protected the innocent.
It was a series of disappointments.
Well, and it was a well-kept secret. And the reason behind that is because the Cherry Cokes, sometimes they would be out. And I became so reliant on the Cherry Cokes that it would ruin my entire day if I went to get the Cherry Coke and it was like all watery and you know, sputtery and it wasn't good.
Okay.
So I was like, I can't actually let anybody know about this because the more people who know, the more people are going to go. And then there's less for me. Understand.
Okay. Yeah, we got it.
Follow? Okay,
yes.
Great.
Yeah. So what happened to their Cherry Coke?
It
sputtery, Trish.
It was sputtery more often
than it
was not.
You're the lowest level of Machiavellian I've ever seen.
Yes.
I can let no one else know about this.
No one must know about how delicious the Cherry Coke at Circle K is.
It could have been the soda manufacturer, I'm just saying, Circle K.
But you can always replace the soda when it starts to get down.
All right, so
and
they
didn't seem to
that.
Be interested. Yeah,
if
they
you care about your
that.
Store, that's what you'd do.
They didn't seem to have any interest in that. And again, it's just like they didn't seem like they just kind of let everybody do whatever they want. They didn't seem bothered in them or their staff. They sold me some hand sanitizer that I'm pretty sure didn't work. Pretty sure it was just actual water in a bottle. Right around the start of the pandemic, and I was like,
this is it. I'm not going there anymore.
It's just Dawn and water that they shook up.
It's what came out of the Cherry Coke dispenser.
So, you know, I mean, it's just all of that. I was like, you know what? There are options. I got options. Then I stopped going to the Casey's that I went to for a long time.
Hold on.
What did they do?
Weren't you there recently enough that the guy tried to get in your car with you?
That was at the Fast Mart, which is up Route 3 from the Casey's
that I go to.
And that Casey's on Route 3 is really great.
Oh, I know exactly where you're talking about.
He almost
got
kidnapped, and he's still going there instead of Circle K.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why did a man get in your car?
He tried to get in my car because he was, like, lurking, and he was trying to... I think he was trying to steal my phone and, like, my keys and stuff and maybe, like, murder me. But it doesn't matter. It's fine. He hasn't been there since.
Maybe he saw the Ned Stark action figure in the back of your car.
He's like, I gotta get... That could be worth millions, and I have no idea.
Well, look at this old male.
But
man's the guy.
The Casey's is great. I just stopped going there for a long time because they started like getting really like they were very familiar with me. Like they knew me.
Sure.
And
sure.
I don't like they were like and they were like giving me tips
they
on how
were
to
like,
save money.
Hi, Andrew. How's your day going?
Andrew.
And I was like, leave me alone.
They were like, oh, pizza lunch. Yeah, we love the pizza here. I notice you don't get it all that much, but you like the beef, right? And I'm like, ooh. And they were telling me like, you know, you get a soda every day if you bring that cup back
which
and get a
I
refill,
think
you
helpful.
Get a discount.
Isn't that helpful?
That's helpful.
It's super helpful.
Okay.
I just didn't
hold on,
I
hold
felt
on.
Perceived.
Customer service was too good.
I felt perceived and seen. I need bad customer service. I need a level between what Circle K was giving me
like
and what Casey's is giving me. Yes, and I need in the middle, and I get that at QT.
He's Mama
the QT
Bear.
That I go to, they are fine and they absolutely don't.
They're mediocre, and I like
and
it.
And they don't act like they know me. They don't say, like.
They say, thanks, see you later, and that's it.
Yes, I so go up. They don't
the
look
Casey's
me in the eye.
This is the Casey's in South Rexana, right?
Well, yeah. It's the Casey's on Route 3, which well, I don't know why I'm hiding it. That's a great Casey's. I love
is
it.
Is that South Rexana?
Yeah.
Right there on Route 3?
Yeah, it's like a block away from South Rexana.
I've been in South Rexana before. I had no idea. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I go there every week when I see my mom. I'm taking a picture with me. And they're all going to be like, where is he? That's Glazed Donut Guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm more like.
Do you ever go in now? And when you do, is it weird?
No, because I'll still go in there on occasion. This was like years ago. When they started getting familiar was years ago. And then I stopped going because I had the mortifying fear of being known and perceived. And so then I started going back after Circle K started letting me down because Casey's
also,
was giving me what I needed.
Well known at the Hampton Hardee's, where they called you Honey Buns, right?
Yeah.
Where I went. Your card kept being denied.
I went to pick it up. And it was because right that same day, I had tried to order something online from like England, I think. And my bank. The credit union that I used, they shut down my card every
what
time.
What did you
I
order
tried.
From England?
I don't remember. Some dumb
it was
garbage.
Probably something
was,
for you.
He was ordering a part for the Cherry Coke machine at Circle K.
Oh my God.
It's some stupid garbage.
Take
whatever.
Take matters into my own hands.
But they always cancel my card, no matter if I call them and warn them or whatever. When I try and make a purchase from the UK, they cancel my card for
fraud
reasons.
So you make multiple purchases from the UK?
I tried. It doesn't work because they shut my card off. So right after that is when you were like, hey, go get us a bunch of Hardee's. It's a Hardee's day. And I was like, yeah, it is. So I go down there, and I use my card, and it keeps getting declined. And they were so sweet because I'm sure I looked four times worse than I do today. So I go stumbling in there with like a ratty old debit card, and I'm like, here. And they're like, honey, it's just not going through. I'm sorry. We can't give you the food. And I'm like, let me make some calls. And I'm like calling my bank, and I'm like, can you please let me have my money, please? Because I'm convincing them. Because now they're like, you know, there are places we could tell you to go. They can help you. And I'm like, no, it's not like that.
This is terrible.
They just canceled. No. They were incredibly sweet.
So they were nice, and you didn't feel perceived.
And no.
Whatever
no.
that
then,
means.
Did you get the food or not?
I did get the food because I finally got the card to go through. I finally got the card turned back on, and it went through. And God love them, they were like,
I guess he's legit.
It works. you have money.
Did you ever get your UK item?
No, yes. No, because so.
Can you tell us what it is?
Okay.
I legit don't remember.
Was it like a gaming thing?
Probably. It was like 3 years ago. It was probably like a Kickstarter or something I was trying to back that is based in the UK. So what happens
with your philanthropy?
Whenever I try to buy something from overseas, they cancel the card. Then I call them and I say, please let this charge go through. It's legit. And then they're like.
It's me, Andrew.
Yeah. And they're like, did you buy £13 of grade F hamburger from London, and I'm like, yes, that's me.
Sure, this doll's 5'6". It's not going to ship in Amazon.
Oh,
so
that's actually the funny part of that. The Hardee story is that's why they canceled my card. That's why. It wasn't a UK thing like it normally was. It was
the
because
sex doll.
It was that you ordered a 6-foot doll.
No, was all the Hardee's.
It was all of the. No, I had gone to a different Hardee's earlier that day. I had gone to two different gas stations, and I had gone somewhere to get a donut. So I had made like five small purchases within two states across state lines within the span of like 3 hours. And then I was trying to buy like
what's
40
the crime?
Bucks worth of Hardee's. It's just
it
that's
just
suspicious activity.
It's a Hardee scam.
It's very suspicious.
It's the suspicious activity where I used it across state lines like 8 times in 2 hours to get basically the same thing over and over again.
I'm confused and
so
exhausted.
They canceled my card.
Oh, we should turn this into a short film.
So that's
film.
What it was. I was standing in front of the nice woman at the Hampton Hardee's, and I'm talking to the bank, and they're like on speaker, and they're like, did you get two glazed donuts from Quick Trip? Yes. Did you get then a soda from Circle K? Yes, they have great cherry Coke. Did you get a...
So they thought it was impossible.
Yes. They
for
were
one
like,
person to hit
yes.
all of these.
They were like, did you also go to the Hardee's on Route 3 and get a biscuit? Yes.
I remember the day this happened.
So out of shame, you personally invented that you were just investing in something in the UK.
Yes, my brain blocked
that's
it
quite
out.
Quite a jump.
My brain blocked out what really happened and replaced it with, you were probably doing philanthropy overseas.
What? David.
Okay, I don't know if it'll be nearly as funny, but can we tell about you going back to West County Mall?
Sure.
It really made me laugh.
I'm going tomorrow.
The return.
Excuse me.
So that Sue knows, you were just there a couple days ago.
Yes. And I was handing out Missouri Lottery scratchers.
No one wanted them.
It's very...
50-50. It was 50-50.
Trish is getting emotional. I mean,
Sue's getting emotional.
I'm sorry.
People were telling her, like, no before she even asked.
Because I think they were like, I'm just not going to get something for free. You're going to have something after that. And
okay, pretend I'm walking by. What would you say?
Yeah.
Hi, do you want a Missouri Lottery scratcher? A free Missouri Lottery scratcher.
Yeah,
and then I would say, do you want a free? I would try to get that out first.
Yes.
I was trying to change my pitch around. Or do you want to win some money?
No, I don't think that one's a good one.
You want a free
I'm automatically scratcher? Suspicious.
But tomorrow it's just, I'll be outside Sephora again. Excuse me. The 12 days of Trishmas starts Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, who's that all
We're
about?
We're going to do our own too.
So you have to listen and get code words, and you text the code word, and you could win prizes. But tomorrow, if you stop by and see me, I give you a secret super-duper code word that you can't get on the radio for an extra chance to win.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
I love it, because on the break, I'm like, so you don't have to, like, hawk after people? She's like, no. I just stand there, and if they know me, I give them a word.
That's basically
and
it.
And Rach goes, this is the weirdest job.
I hope the word is Trish.
Can't tell you.
I want someone to say Trishmas to
Trishmas.
You.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, that's funny. It's good stuff. Rach, what's the milestone?
Oh, I got my very first solicitation to join AARP.
What?
What? Got an invitation. I got one of those envelopes in the mail yesterday that's like free gift. And the envelope was open, so maybe you need to have a conversation with my mailman.
It was like, free gift.
Exactly. So I'm like, I always like to open stuff like that, and if my name and address is on it, I black it out with a Sharpie and rip it up because I don't want people to find my information in the dumpster because I'm paranoid.
You felt perceived.
Right, exactly. Super perceived. That's also probably just a smart thing to do so no one finds your mail.
Yeah.
And I open it up and it's AARP saying, you know what? You can save a lot of money. You can earn bonus miles. You get discounts everywhere you go. Don't think I'm going to do it yet. But
well, don't you have to be 25 years older?
No, you don't. I saw a TikTok not too long ago of man who was like 35 or 36, and he's like, I'm in AARP. They suggest that you join when you're 55, 65.
I just learned something.
But you can join at any time, and you get all of these discounts.
If there's any 30-year-old I know who would join AARP, it's you.
Oh, yeah. One.
No, I mean, I still have the free gift. I might look into it if I get bored one day.
What's the free gift?
What is it? Do you remember?
No, I think it's just the gift of being an AARP member.
Well, and that is a gift.
I didn't know all that.
How would you feel about, because you're clearly not 55, whatever it is, how would you feel about going into IHOP and saying, like, I'll have the...
I just feel like, the reason I wouldn't do it, like... You know me, I love a deal, I love a discount.
I know you, yep.
But it almost wouldn't be worth people going like, you're scamming us. Because even though, I mean,
awkward.
I'm on their website now trying to find the fine print that says you don't need to be a certain age.
Trish, I'm sorry. Rachel, I looked it up and they say, while AARP is dedicated to people over 50, there is no minimum age to join.
Yep.
I have never known that.
Never.
I haven't even heard
me
that.
Me neither.
That is crazy to me.
They're targeting me. I mean... If I could go to IHOP and get the special without the people going like, look at this jerk, then I would sign up. Right now, it's not trying to do an ad for him or anything, but a two-year membership is only
$20. Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
I am actually.
She's already joined. She's already joined.
This is a soft ramp up to 2 weeks from now. Like,
no
kidding.
I did actually.
My first thing like that, I've told the story before, but like, I don't know, 5 years ago, maybe even more, I was watching TV and a ad came on and said, were you born in 1964 or before? And that's my birth year. I'm like, yeah. And it was an ad for coffins.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Okay.
That's just kind of morbid.
Horrible marketing.
I bought
that's
three.
Awful.
Do they need to advertise that to you?
I don't know. It's like, put it away for a rainy day or what?
This is kind of on a different subject, but I've seen this in a couple different places where people are doing live funerals. So they want to have a funeral, basically, while they're alive to have
see what everybody's going to say about him.
Am I the only one who finds that incredibly egotistical?
No.
Well, they're going to lie anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
We need to do one of those, right? Like, for one of us, we need to have, like, a live funeral.
Why?
I think it'd be fun.
Okay, who should do it? Who
do.
Should we do it for?
Trish.
No.
No.
Dave.
I
don't want
to
do me.
Wow.
Fine, we can do it for me if you want.
I mean, you are an AARP, so.
Rachel's like, okay, fine, we can.
Have you ever done a roast?
We can do the nice thing party about
no.
me.
Has
no.
Has anyone ever roasted you? That mm-hmm. would be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Dave's the guy to roast,
We've
honestly.
Gone from Trish's live funeral to
would
roasting
Would you not
Dave.
Handle it well?
I always wanted to do a roast of Close. Like, that was the dream, because he just, I'm not saying, like, Dave can't take it, but
you can say
but Dave, but Dave can't take it.
Long pause.
I wouldn't mind being roasted, because I think it's funny. You can do that. I don't want to lie.
I don't know about that either.
Trish.
I do want to point out that we roast you on a daily basis and you get really upset.
No, I do not.
Thank you.
Are you serious right now? I get roasted as much, more than anyone on here, and I think I take it very well.
Evidence by the way you're acting right now?
Yes, well, you've proved that.
Whatever.
That was the most Trish thing ever. She had her glass in her hand, like she's at a happy hour, and she goes, I wouldn't mind being roasted. It'd be fun.
Like you're doing like you it were, right like now, you were and
the,
I'm laughing.
Like you were the puppet on that madam.
She goes, I'm laughing. Right?
I
she
am.
Called it stupid.
I think it'd be fun.
You're so dumb. You are.
Shut up. Not dumb.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think we can do a roast. Don't think we can. Thank you, Sue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.